Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay, Pat, last night, so the Major League umpires have been checking pitchers for substances now for about a week. And last
just
night...
Just Monday. Just started Monday, yeah.
So for two days. And so last night we had... We've already sort of hit the peak of tension here. Max Scherzer getting called out in the middle of an inning by Joe Girardi, and then those two guys jawing back and forth at each other. And Sergio Romo literally pulling down his pants in protest as he walked off the field last night. So
I did not see that part.
Yeah, Sergio came off the field and was very annoyed that he had to be checked, and so he unbuckled his belt and pulled his pants down to his knees, and the umpire just looked at him like, come on, dude.
You know, he's going to end up, I bet he'll get suspended, huh?
Oh. Are we going to do this all? Like, are we going to be doing this in the World Series in the middle of an inning? Like, are we doing this all year?
I would imagine they have to. You know, the old belt, checking the belt buckle and all that. The problem here is Girardi. Making a big deal out of it. He might be trying to turn it into a farce. Maybe he's opposed to it too. I don't know, but. Sergio with the slop he has should be allowed to cheat, don't you think? So
yes.
that would be the other thing. But I don't know. I think that the comic part yesterday at the Twins game was Lucas Sims throws 14 pitches, gives up 3 runs, doesn't get anybody out. And they check him as he's walking off the mound to see if he has a foreign substance. And that's when you're going to have the real problem, I think, don't you? When some guy gets lit up and then they still have to go check him. Right? And the guy's already in a bad mood, right? But, it's going to be interesting to see how crazy the pitchers get. Because the first 2 days went okay, right? And now yesterday we got... Scherzer, got lit up because of he didn't like it anyway, and then Girardi had it because he'd already gotten checked twice, right? Before Girardi had him checked, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sergio, I guess.
So, Pat, the one thing I don't get is if you're going to check the pitchers coming and going, which they're doing now, why you allow the manager then to send a guy out to check, because that's slowing the game down. And I mean, I don't want a guy checked 5 times.
No, I think I would imagine an edict will come out on that, don't you? That they'll mm-hmm. not after what happened last night. Yesterday, I don't think you'll be able the manager will be allowed to call for it. I don't think, however, that the umpire's mind helping turn it into a farce. Do you?
No, I think the umpires hate this. So yes,
I think
you're right.
The umpires hate this, so they wouldn't mind help turning it into a farce. But bottom line is, how are you going to get rid of epoxy on baseballs if you don't do something like this? You know, what are you going to do? But what's a better solution? I don't know what the solution is.
Yeah, the other thing too is like some of the substances that we've seen publicized, right? The spider tack, like you see sort of the dark coloring of it. But who's to say that someone can't just put a different color on a sticky substance that matches the inside part of your – like you can't check every part – of a ball player's body, right? Like there's you could put something on the back. You know, I'm not going to say which pitcher, but there was a pitcher in a Twins game the other night that continued to go back to the same spot on the back of his right leg. All the time. Yeah. He's either wiping off sweat or I know of pitchers having covered baseball. You've covered baseball, Pat. Like pitchers put stuff on their uniforms sometimes to get an extra grip on the ball. So
I you know, the fact that they're going to one thing, they're trying to get the management on their side on this, because if the guy gets suspended 10 days, you can't take, you know, he's not getting fined, but you can't replace him on the roster. So that, you know, that, you know, ball clubs do not want to have that empty spot on their roster when they're all using 13 pitchers. And if you get two guys caught and they're simultaneously going to play with 26, you know, so, you know, I think they're trying to get management to tell their players to not cheat quite so much, you know, don't be so blatant about it. But I don't know what the solution is, but I do really believe that if, you know, spin rate became the holy grail. And for an old guy like me, it was hard to even figure it out, right? But that's all you heard people for about 4 years now, right? Spin rates and all these things they were doing to increase the spin rate. Which made the fastball, I guess, move a little more, revolve a little quicker, harder to pick up. And so if spin rate is the holy grail and you eliminate this stuff and the spin rate goes down by 100 points, whatever it is, in 3 days, so there's something to it here. There's something to what they're trying to do. Whether it works or not, I don't know, and it might turn into a complete fiasco. And it's going to add to the off-season battle, that's for sure, with the Players Association. But here's the great thing about it. You have hitters versus pitchers, right, in the clubhouse. Good luck keeping everything. How many punches are going to be thrown in the clubhouses, right, when the hitters are, you know, when pitchers are all over there whining and complaining and raising hell, and a guy like Josh Donaldson says, bleep you, buddy. And, you know, all hell breaks loose. So it's, you know, it's, I can't remember a war being fought within a sport where it features, for want of a better word, offense versus defense, right?
Yes. You know? So, yeah. And Pat, the one thing, so this to me is chaos, and the timing, I agree with cracking down, but the timing of cracking down in a season is weird. The only thing that I can come back to is our guy, Manfred, sees this as actually a good thing because of the fact that the CBA is coming up and he wants to cause as much chaos internally with players as he possibly can. I really think everything he does has to do with trying to break players for the next CBA and has very little to do with the good of the game or baseball itself.
I disagree. I think they are absolutely paranoid about the number of strikeouts. The fact that about 3 years ago was the first year ever there were more strikeouts than hits. And there's now like 3,000 more strikeouts. And it's not every team in baseball has struck out more than it's had hits. And about, you know, until 3 or 4 years ago, you never had a year where there were more strikeouts than hits. And I think there's complete paranoid about the quality of the product they're putting on the giving us. And they want the ball, and they want to help get put the ball in play and reduce strikeouts. That's my opinion.
Yep. Pat, we got to go blab about the Minnesota Vikings here, but enjoy the Twins' random Wednesday off day today and the four-game series against the Cleveland Spiders this weekend.
Let me mention, Judd, last night I went to the neighbor girls' slow-pitch softball game.
Yeah.
Three balls, two strikes. Moves pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Three balls, two strikes.
Ooh,
maybe,
I sort of like
maybe
it.
You're right, Judd. Maybe that's the way we should go. Three balls, two strikes.
I got a lot of ideas, Pat. You know that. A lot of ideas.
Like I like it. All right. See you, Pat.
All right.
Whoop. We lost connection there.
Yeah.
Sounded like Pat was just swallowed by internet gremlins there a couple times.
He was tweeting his presence at the softball game, in fact. Cul-de-sac softball game or something.
Does he know the neighbors, or is he just showing up to random kids' softball
games? I bet he knows them, Pat.
He's Uncle Pat. Yeah, he's Uncle People Pat. Love him.
Yeah.
Okay. The kids are like, checking. Hey, Royce.
Yeah.
The one anyone to get the wrong impression in the neighborhood there.
He's a man who randomly shows up at sporting events much like me, and you guys did mock me for going to high school games in my mesh shorts.
Yeah, well, only one of you wears mesh shorts and a trench coat. So.
Well, not at the same time, but I mean, you're absolutely correct.
Mighty.
And you know what? I just am there to watch the game, okay? It's not like I drive my ice cream truck there.
This holiday, whether you're making a Baker's Simple Truth turkey for 40 or a Murray's Baked Brie for two, Baker's has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Baker's, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
At the Home Depot, we have plenty of Christmas trees to make your holidays even more magical. Hundreds of full, easy-to-assemble artificial trees that look so real, you may be convinced they actually are. And for those who love that fresh pine smell, we have a parking lot full of fresh-cut trees to call your own. We'll even help you load your tree in the car so you can bring home the holidays. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.